Literature, page 126. 1. Read the story, then do the exercises below.
The Verger, by Somerset Maugham. There had been a baptism that afternoon at St. Peter's, Neville Square, and Albert Edward Forman still wore his verger's gown. He wore it with pride, for it was the symbol of his position. Suddenly the new vicar came out of his office and said, "Forman, please come in for a moment." When they entered, the vicar began speaking quickly. "Forman, you've been here a great many years, and I think you've fulfilled your duties quite satisfactorily. But I found out the most extraordinary thing the other day. I discovered that you can neither read nor write." The verger's face showed no sign of embarrassment. "The last vicar knew that, sir. He said it didn't make any difference." "Do you mean to say that you've been verger of this church for 16 years and never learned to read or write?" cried the vicar. "People have tried to teach me, but it was no good. Besides, I've never really found it necessary. Well, Forman, I've talked the matter over with the church council and they quite agree with me. At a church like St. Peter's, we cannot have a verger who can neither read nor write. I'm afraid you must learn." Albert Edward stood straight. "I'm very sorry, sir. I'm afraid it's no good. I'm too old a dog to learn new tricks." "In that case, Forman, I'm afraid you must go." "Yes, sir. I quite understand. I shall hand in my resignation." Albert Edward hung up his verger's gown and walked out of the church. Deep in his sad thoughts, he did not take the street that led him home. He took the wrong turning. He walked slowly along with a heavy heart. He did not know what he should do with himself. He had saved a small sum of money, but not enough to live on without doing something. It occurred to him that a cigarette would comfort him. He looked about him for a shop where he could buy a packet. He did not see one at once and walked on a little. It was a long street with all sorts of shops in it, but there was not a single one where you could buy cigarettes. "That's strange," said Albert. "I can't be the only man who walks along this street and wants a smoke." He had a sudden idea. The next day he found a little shop in that street and rented it. Within a month after that, he set up in business as a tobacconist and newsagent. He did so well that in a year he decided to take a second shop. Within 10 years, he had no less than 10 shops and was making a lot of money. One morning, when he took the week's profits to the bank, the manager asked to see him. He was shown into an office and the two men shook hands. "Mr. Forman, you've got over £30,000 on deposit in our bank. I think you should invest it, as you would make a much better profit that way." "We'll do everything," smiled the manager. "All you have to do is just sign the transfers." "But how would I know what I was signing?" said Mr. Forman uncertainly. "I suppose you can read," said the manager, a bit impatiently. Mr. Forman smiled. "Well, sir, that's just it. I can't read or write." The manager was so surprised that he jumped up from his chair. "That's the most extraordinary thing I ever heard. Do you mean to say that you've made a fortune of £30,000 without being able to read or write? Good God, man, what would you be now if you had been able to?" "I can tell you that, sir," said Mr. Forman, a little smile on his face. "I'd be the verger of St. Peter's, Neville Square.